The northern New South Wales city of Lismore has had its fair share of tumult over the last few years. Floods, bushfire and missing out on the economic growth that's happening on the adjacent coast. With more uncertainty ahead, Wise Evan Wallace took to the streets to find out what the big challenges Lismore residents felt were facing them in 2021.
With 2020 quickly drawing to a close, I wanted to find out what were the most significant issues Australians outside of the major cities believe the country were facing heading into next year. I spoke with about 20 residents in the city of Lismore in northern New South Wales to check the mood. It was a striking reminder that even outside the worst of the pandemic, COVID-19 is front of mind for most Australians. Although, most people are optimistic about how Australia would continue to recover.
What do you think are the biggest challenges facing Australia heading into 2021?
Just employment again, people getting back to normal life.
Oh, I think that'll be the biggest challenge, is the recovery after COVID for people.
Yeah. Are you optimistic or pessimistic about that?
Yeah, I think there's got to be some optimism, but I think it's going to be a longer road than what a lot of people think. The effects of what's happened to the economy is going to be a lot greater, I think, than the virus.
What do you think are the biggest challenges facing Australia heading into next year?
Probably trying to get over this virus more than anything else and coping with it. And probably on a good track. We're doing much better than the rest of the world, I think. Lucky from that perspective.
So I think maybe finding out what the new normal is going to look like and getting over those fears that we've developed. There's a lot of people that won't hug or share food or, you know, a platter, that sort of thing. I think it's just going to be interesting finding out what the new normal is going to look like.
As Australia's relationship with China continues to deteriorate, how the country navigates this diplomatic minefield was front of mind for this Lismore resident.
Oh, I'm really concerned about the China relationship. That's so concerning. We're so dependent. And how do we overcome that without destroying ourselves? That's the big thing, I think, at the moment.
Another Lismore local had recently returned from overseas and was grateful for the country's almost COVID-free status.
I mean, I've just moved back from 12 years in New York. I think we're doing okay over here in comparison. You know what? I think we're lucky here, actually. I think we're so fortunate to be in this country and to, yes, you know, small businesses and things are going to have their challenges, but in comparison to the way that, you know, the people are dealing with stuff over there, I think we're very fortunate. I definitely feel like I am anyway.
More exposed to the extremes of nature and with a strong sustainability movement, climate change was the second most significant issue for Lismore.
I think climate change is going to be a huge issue here. It's summer, it's fire season, and people are really tired because of the pandemic and have been hurt a bit. So the question of how we can pull together to really address some of these big challenges we feel we're facing while we're recovering from this economic crisis will be the big one.
What do you think are the biggest challenges that Australia is facing for next year?
The fact that our parliament won't take the issue of climate change seriously and our inevitable doom towards death and destruction because of that.
And how about for you?
The same.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And?
Yeah, the burning of fossil fuels.
Outside of climate change and COVID-19, not many other issues rated a mention for Lismore locals. The big question seems to remain...
Just curious how this COVID stuff goes, really.
Evan Wallace there in Lismore with that report.